Big game, baby. I'll stay tuned, all right?
Safety Jonathan Cyprian doesn't pay attention to the folks who think he's ready to become a star in the Jaguars' secondary. It looks as if that's the case based on what we saw last season and what we've seen the last month on the practice field. But the second-year defender is too focused on his job to listen.
They're just preseason accolades right now, and they don't mean anything until you actually accomplish them. So I'm really focused on getting better during this offseason and with the team in practice and really pushing myself, trying to challenge myself so that I could step in next year and make an impact.
Cyprian did a little bit of everything last year, which is just what Gus Bradley wants from his safeties. He finished with 98 tackles, made a pick in Cleveland that swung the game towards the Jaguars, had a sack, and broke up six passes. All while playing a defense he was still learning.
Yeah, I really do feel more comfortable with it. I think it's much easier to flow and make everything second nature to you when you pretty much know what you're doing. So whenever I know what I'm doing and we're communicating, we're on point, I definitely feel that I can move and be freely flowing in the defense.
Jonathan looks as confident on the field as he sounds in front of the camera. He's the leader of the secondary, and his understanding of the scheme makes him Bradley's coach in the huddle, even though he's only played 1 year in the league.
I've been in a position where I've been asked a lot of questions, and I was expected to, help people out. So doing that is kind of second nature, and I try my best to give them the right answer.
He even sounds a bit like Bradley as he talks about getting better every day, a philosophy that the Jaguars head coach has sunk deep into the locker room. That approach is different than most of the players I've ever encountered. But in talking to guys like Paul Posluszny and Cyprian, it's already their culture.
I believe in him, and I believe in it because it proved in last year with our progression and how we went about things. I definitely think that his message that he's sending to us is the right one, and if we keep staying with that, we'll definitely improve.
What was the snap count looking like on our third down?
Sip and Paz, as they're known to coaches and teammates, are the guys tasked with translating the calls from defensive coordinator Bob Babich into big plays on the field. Jonathan has looked to Paz since day one as a mentor for how to be a pro.
I would hope for me to one day be on his level as far as a leader on the defense. And, just doing things the right way, whether it's from working out to taking care of your body and performing on the field.
Both men will benefit from the big guys brought in during free agency to shore up that defensive line. Cyprian expects more pressure, which means a smaller route tree for the opposing quarterback to rely on. That means more big plays, and those generally lead to more wins, something Cyprian believes are on the horizon.
We just took it upon ourselves to improve and buy into everything that we're doing here and the coaching staff, and it proved itself on the field and what we overcame to win those four games. And we're definitely just picking up from there and trying to start on a new path coming into 2014.
Coach Bradley couldn't have said it any better. For Jaguars.com, I'm Brian Sexton.